This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, April 13th. God's word for you today is, take Hebron. Our scripture reading is taken from Joshua chapter 14, verse 12 to 13. And it says, so give me the hill country that the Lord promised me. As scouts, we found the descendants of Anak living there in great walled towns. But if the Lord is with me, I will drive them out. So Joshua blessed Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and gave Hebron to him as his portion. The significance of Hebron to us is friendship, community, and society. To fulfill your destiny, you need to take the mountain of relationships. However, people are complex, and some even say it is easier to be friends with a computer than with human beings. That is why in the Western world, people choose to live with dogs, cats, and pets, because the dog will do exactly what you want it to do and go wherever you want it to go. But living with another human being is complex. Human beings are a high ground of giants, the giant of baggage. People are carrying all sorts of baggage, the giant of emotional stability, mental illness. For some, the person you are married to has mental problems, but you do not know. He wears a suit, she wears a wig, but they are mentally ill. Guess what? God is saying you cannot do without your spouse. Take that Hebron. Take that mountain. Interestingly, church folks are very dangerous people. They are biting you and soothing your wounds, blowing gentle breeze on it. Dangerous. So, people are tempted to say, I do not do church people. I will just stay online. Until you take Hebron, your destiny eludes you. Those giants have to be taken, and the key, these may shock you, is to be like Christ. Hebron you must take, but the key is to be like Christ. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 24 says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I pray that God will bring you these kinds of friends. It is good to say amen, but the first part of the scripture says you have to be that kind of friend. A friend that shows himself friendly. A friend that is loyal. Mostly, people are always assessing you. When people assess you and they see that they cannot benefit from you, they will walk away from your life. Listen, do not ever, never, ever, ever, never, ever try to stop anybody from walking away from your life. If they can walk away, it means they are not useful for your destiny. The people that are useful for your destiny will stick to you. They may not be many, but they will stick to you. Listen, the mistake we make is that we hold on to people for too long. I am not saying you should chase people away. I am just saying be yourself. Because if you need to put on an act for people to accept you, they are not your friends. Your friends know you are not perfect. Only Jesus is perfect. But they are your friends anyway. One of the greatest friends that God has blessed a human being with, I kid you not, is a mother. The gift of mothers is priceless. Let us pray. Father, I go in the strength of your spirit and I take my Hebron of friendship, community, and society. I take my mountain of relationships in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.